All right, Pastor Mark here. Welcome to Harmony Toluca Lake. Woohoo! So this morning we're going to start with the lighting of the Advent candles. And so this is the time known as Advent. Advent is the coming of Christ. We are waiting in anticipation. But it's not only the celebration of the birth of Christ, but also is the anticipation and waiting for Christ coming again to fulfill the promise that was given to us. This morning, as you can see, we have the wreath here. The wreath is circular, showing us God's never-ending love. The wreath is green because it indicates life. And we have four candles here, three purple, one pink, which represents the four Sundays prior to Christmas, and the white candle in the middle symbolizes the Christ. This morning, we will have a reading by Elizabeth Keener and the lighting of the candles by her daughter, Evelyn. So come forward, please.
And today we light the candle of joy. One thing that sometimes happens as we get ready to celebrate Jesus' birth is that we expect to be happy all the time. Joy is not the same as happy. Joy is a deeper feeling created by knowing that God cares for us. Joy is remembering that God sent Jesus so we would always know of God's care. During Advent, we pray that we may remember again God's gift of Jesus to the world and know the joy that gift brings to all people. When we look at the third candle, we remember God's promise of joy. God promised to send a Savior to the people. The messenger, John the Baptist, was sent by God not to be the light, but to testify to the light. This reminds us that Jesus brings light to the world. And where there is light, there is joy and peace and assurance. When the world seems dark, scary, and frightening, we are reminded that Jesus brings light, and that brings joy.
Good morning, everyone. Please stand and worship with us. Continue with the Christmas spirit and singing, Hark the Herald Angels Sing. Lift your voices.
Hark the herald angels sing, glory to the newborn King, peace on earth and mercy. Sinners reconciled, joyful all ye nations rise, join the triumph of the skies, with angelic hosts proclaim, Christ is born in Bethlehem, hark the heavens.
verses on this last verse.
Hail the heaven-born Prince of Peace. Hail the Son of Righteousness. Light and life to all he brings. Risen with he.
Amen. Thank you, Michael.
Last Sunday, during the message, I left you with a nativity story cliffhanger. Joseph plans to divorce his wife, Mary. What's about to happen next? Now, some of you may be cocking your heads a bit, and you're going, "No, wait a minute. What kind of Christmas story is this? Because did Pastor Mark just say that Joseph and Mary were married? Because he just used the divorce word." All right, well, we're going to do a quick recap. This is week 3 of the Advent series, Unexpected Wonder, exploring the unique perspective of Joseph in the Nativity story and how God gives us strength and insight to get us past the difficult and challenging moments in our lives. So week 1, we delved into how the Creator makes use of the least of these to make a difference in the world, and that's how it directly led to the humble Joseph being chosen to be Mary's husband. And then we gained understanding, further understanding, into how the traits of this down-to-earth carpenter actually influenced the life and ministry of Jesus. Week 2, last week, we learned that our modern day understanding of the word engagement, it doesn't necessarily relate to and properly relate to the ancient world's understanding. And that, in fact, Joseph and Mary, they had signed a ketubah, K-E-T-U-B-A-H. That's a legal document, and that recognized them as husband and wife. But yet, they until the formal wedding ceremony, they were not to have intimate relations. Yeah, but that said, Mary soon revealed that she was pregnant with a child from the Holy Spirit, and Joseph's reply was, "Say what?" And so that was then we got, he could have easily thrown, as we had mentioned last week, he could have easily thrown the book of Deuteronomy at her, and that would have meant that she was going to be stoned to death at the steps of her father's house. But that's not what happened, because Joseph, a different kind of righteous man, decided that he would take unusually compassionate steps, thereby having blame cast upon him, thereby saving Mary's reputation. But he still didn't buy into this Holy Spirit pregnant thing. And that's 2 weeks worth of compressed sermons there. And there's so much more. So if you weren't here for one or both, give a listen to the Harmony Toluca Lake website. And with that, here we go. All right. Now, the last 2 weeks, I'm going to do the same thing this week. We're going to start with a did you know moment. How did Christmas begin? How did it all come together? And this is important. You'll see the tie-in in a sec. So what had once been, at the very beginning, a week-long festive festivals, this was in the cold, dark dead of winter. And it was where these people recognized as pagans. They came from Europe. They came from the Middle East. Well, they drank excessively. And they gave gifts, such as pottery figurines and candles and edible treats. Well, the early Christians decided, you know what, this needs to get phased out. And so this happened right around the 4th century when a rival festival took hold, known as Christmas. And it was to mark the birth of Jesus. But the early Christians, they decided, you know what, we need to keep the public happy. So what we're going to do is we're going to incorporate some of these pagan festival rituals. We're going to bring them in, such as gift giving. Because then the Christian community said, you know what, it's easy to tie that one in because we're going to tie it into the gifts of the Magi, to the Christ child, hence the continuation of the gift giving. And then the end of the month of December, this is when this moved. And so basically they were saying, bye-bye, pagan festivals. And it wasn't without controversy. It was very interesting as I was doing my research this week that did you know that Christmas was actually banned here in America for a period of time? There was no celebration of Christmas. Those pesky Puritans made sure of that. But there's more to this did you know moment, and so I want to take us back to the 4th century. There was a follower of Christ who lived in what we know as the country of Turkey. And this was a very generous and kind person. And according to legend, he decided that in the time of Christmas, it should better reflect the birth of Christ. And so here's what he did. In his community, he found needy children. And what he did was he provided them with gifts to lift their spirits. And he filled their tummies that were once empty. And he also gave money to the needy. And this, his name? Nicholas. And he eventually became bishop in the church. And then he was canonized as St. Nicholas, St. Nick. Now, I share this did you know moment with you for two reasons. First, Saint Nicholas serves as an example of giving to children who aren't our own, especially to those who are less fortunate. And if we followed that example, which we are doing here at this community of Harmony Toluca Lake, giving you that example of the dressing up the compassion bears, right? Those bears that you loved on have been delivered to the Pediatric AIDS Clinic, 5P21, at LA County. That's important. We're doing that for children. We're also giving gifts to LA Children's Hospital to brighten the lives of children who can't spend holidays in the warmth of their homes. Second reason is, as we reflect on the spirit and true meaning of Christmas, let's look to Joseph. Because like St. Nicholas, he cared for a child in need, yet even more importantly, Joseph chose to take care and take on the responsibility to care for and to support, to raise and protect a child that wasn't his own. But I'm getting ahead of myself, and I just gave away the cliffhanger ending like you didn't know it already. So this morning's scripture focus is going to take us, it's got a little bit more of the same as last week's, but I'm adding two verses. And so this is coming from, the scripture is coming from the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 1, verses 18 through 21. And this is a reading from the New Revised Standard Version. Now the birth of Jesus, the Messiah, took place in this way. When his mother Mary had been engaged to Joseph, but before they lived together, she was found to be with child from the Holy Spirit. Her husband Joseph, being a righteous man and unwilling to expose her to public disgrace, planned to dismiss her quietly. But just as he had resolved to do this, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, "Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary as your wife, for the child conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will bear a son, and you are to name him Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins." Amen. So last Sunday, we placed emphasis on the verses 18 and 19, which set us up today for verses 20 and 21. Now, in his head, Joseph has played various scenarios, and he's come up now with the decision, "I'm going to quietly divorce Mary." But this is important because when someone gets upset or angry or really emotional about a situation, what's best for us to do is to step away from the situation. Thereby, we can gain further perspective and insight. There was something that Nimona had posted on Instagram, and she had said, I believe it was, "Inhale, exhale." And it's the same thing of pause, take a breath, and reflect. And my friends, this yet again gives us more insight into Joseph. It's another character trait of his, self-control. And it's something yet again he would pass on to Jesus. So Joseph sleeps on it, and I would say this is a fitful sleep. And while doing so, an angel of the Lord appeared to him. An angel. A transliteration from the Greek word known as angelos, otherwise known as messenger. And so this astonishing message comes to him to continue in his marriage to Mary and to raise the baby Jesus who will save his people from their sins. And there in the mix are several important words coming up. Don't be afraid. I'd say that might go along the wayward lines of this is going to hurt me a lot worse than it's going to hurt you. Really? Don't be afraid. Go through this marriage with pregnant Mary. Go and trust with a huge, mega huge leap of faith, going out on a limb kind of faith, that this is indeed of the divine Holy Spirit and not from another man. On top of which, and this doesn't even come close, I can't even fathom this. Don't be afraid to raise a child, the Messiah, who everyone's waited for, a child who's going to save the world. Don't be afraid, Joseph, to go all in to care for Jesus as your own child. Hey, no pressure, right? I'd say that's a lot to take in, this call from God on a don't be afraid mission. And so I've heard it said that there are, in the Bible, 365 fear nots, some version of it. And so on average, if we do the math, that's one per day. And I'm thinking, God, you know, God's trying to get through to us. One per day, don't be afraid, right? To get us through these things. Because how often are we actually afraid? Afraid of the dark when the everlasting true light wants to shine the way. Afraid to love when something has gone absolutely wonky in a relationship. Afraid to believe because someone's going to sit there and think you're off your rocker. And after this crazy wild dream, I wonder if Joseph, when he woke, that he didn't immediately go right to Scripture. I think he did go right to Scripture. And I think he went to some things such as written in the book of Psalms in his chapter 56, verses 3 and 4. When I'm afraid, I put my trust in you. In God whose word I praise, in God I trust. I am not afraid. What can flesh do to me? This dream, this call, this very thing that came to Joseph came directly from God. And just like us, you know what? He could have used easily one of 1,000 excuses to bow out. How easy it would have been for him just to fall in line, go by the letter of the law like the Pharisees, and just put Mary in the rearview mirror of his life. Yet by doing that, he would have ignored God's call. But on top of that, he wouldn't have been true to himself. He would not have been true to himself, who he was, his very character. And then to dismiss Mary would have been a dismissal of her as well as the world, as well as to baby Jesus, as well as to God. In whom do you believe? A big time decision, and that required an incredible amount of cray-cray leap of faith. Now, we know how Joseph responded. He answered that call. Next week, we're going to explore that further, which leads us to Joseph and Mary going along on a journey to Bethlehem. However, there's still more for me to share, more Joseph lessons for us, because when I was reflecting on today's scripture, and when I reflect on the scripture, I look at various studies, and I'm also reading this wonderful book by Adam Hamilton called Faithful, and I began pondering about Joseph's role to be. Because, you know, he answered this call. Joseph's here, and he's got to raise a boy. He's chosen to raise a boy, Jesus, as though he was his own, and to love him. And there's two things that came to mind, and of several, by the way. So here's one reason. One thing. Joseph was the best foster dad ever. He had decided to be a foster dad. He decided to adopt a child. To a child that biologically wasn't his, and that was a choice to accept that call and to recognize, you know what, there's fear, but I'm letting it go. It reminds me of a storyline from This Is Us. And that led me further into thinking about foster care, and so I looked it up, some of the stats, and it says on any given day, there are nearly 428,000 children in foster care in the United States. And here's an astounding stat that I found from 2015. In 2015, in that year, there were over 670,000 children in the foster care in the United States. On average, children remained in state care for nearly 2 years, and at 6% of that statistic, they were there for 5 or more years. That's heartbreaking. That is staggering. But I know, and you may know, of some amazing individuals who are advocates for these children and who have chosen to step up to become foster parents or adoptive parents. Going through that process is not easy, but boy, I can tell you I've witnessed it. There is such astounding joy in the lives of not only the parent or parents, but also those children, and expands into that circle of relatives and friends and loved ones. It is amazing. And it is a circle of love that starts with one word, yes. Yes. And that's what Joseph did. Joseph, a man who honored and served God, would be an excellent role model for Jesus. And this is where the second thought came to mind, that not all of us can be foster parents or adopt a child. But that doesn't mean that we still don't have that call to act and that to that call that says in the spirit of Joseph to care for, to lift up, to model for children who aren't our own. Because I believe that we have that ability to impact the lives of children in amazing and marvelous ways. And I was just thinking just of a few examples, because you've got examples such as, and think about these people in your life, coaches, volunteers, teachers, Sunday school teachers, girls, if you were in Girl Scouts or Boy Scouts, right? Pastors. And so, I reflected and I well remembered my neighbor Amanda Allen, lived right next door to me when I was a child, and she took me in and loved me as her own. And I called her my adopted grandmother. I had three grandmothers. And it was because we not only loved each other as neighbors and as a child with his adopted grandmother, but it was a connection of human relation, but it was also a loving connection because of God. And that's a call that I want you to consider. How are you going to act in the spirit of Joseph? Because there are ways in which we can be positive difference makers in the lives of children of this world. Amen? So I'm going to conclude today's message with this. I wonder when Jesus said these words, "Be not afraid, only believe." If subconsciously, he had a forever memory that he had had in his back pocket of the don't be afraid moment of Joseph, I am certain that either Mary or Joseph had shared that story with Jesus about don't be afraid and what Joseph did. And I think that is an understanding that's easily relatable. It is an example and reason why Jesus would have said, "Be not afraid, only believe." That was part of his life, his being. And those same words apply to us. For us to open up our eyes and our ears and our hearts and our very selves to God so that we can hear and see and feel and sense the divine's call to recognize that anxiousness or fear, you know what, it may come up, but just let it go. But also to be alert and to understand and take to heart to these words, "Be not afraid, only believe." And when you sense that call in your life, if you feel that and you want to call and you want to follow Jesus and to follow the way, or you have some other type of call that you have in your life, share it with me. I care. I care about each of you. And also the people in this room care for you. Share it. It's important to do so. In this week leading to Christmas Day, let us go forward now to celebrate these days in the right spirit. Let's care for children in need, just like St. Nicholas did and just like Joseph did, because he set aside all negative thoughts and fears, and he took Mary as his wife and raised Jesus as his own. Amen.
The first Noel the angels did say was to searching for shepherds in fields where they lay, in fields where they lay keeping their sheep on a cold winter's night that was so deep. Noel, Noel. Shining in.
spread the light and love of this community out into the community and invite people to come and be with us. We're so grateful for your support and love in this season specifically. So let's sing this last verse together as we go out.
And by that light of that same star, three wise men came from country far to seek for a king, was their intent, and to follow that star wherever it went. Noel, 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 born is the King of Israel. Noel, 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 born is the King of Israel.
Will you pass the peace with your neighbor? So much. Pass the peace of Christ with your neighbor. Thank you so much.
No way.